The federal government pumps $100 million a year directly into Kansas City, Missouri projects and services in the form of grants. That would mean a loss of $10 million or so from the city's $1.2 billion budget if the country goes over the fiscal cliff. But former Chamber of Commerce CEO Pete Levy, who now promotes the city's interests in Washington, says that's not the main concern.
It's not just the money coming from the federal government. It's the reduction in sales tax revenue and earnings tax revenue and all the other pots of money that the city collects through which you provide those services, because there's 35,000 some odd of federal employees in the metropolitan area. If they're furloughed or they're not rehired, whatever happens, that all has an indirect, unintended consequence.
Levy and fellow Polsinelli Shugart lobbyist Julius Hobson gave their report on the fiscal cliff to the full council last week. Hobson elaborated on some effects of a layoff of federal employees.
It means you're already standing in line for TSA at the airport for security. There'll be fewer of those persons available. FBI agents, you name it, that's what gets cut in this process.
Hobson also says the current crisis means no Tiger grants for transportation if and until Congress restores the program, and that Kansas City would also feel the impact of cuts to defense contracts.
You don't have as many military contractors here, but in the state you do.
Sure.
So the other part of the cascading effect for you is not just the loss of the federal grants and the indirect loss that you will receive from federal government employees laid off, but the state revenue will also go down as defense contractors get hit.
Hobson said the layoffs, cutbacks, and effect on the confidence of the business community would deal the local economy a harsh blow.
The Congressional Budget Office projects if they do nothing that the city will slide back into a recession, that we'll be looking at 9.1% unemployment.
Councilman John Sharp, former head of the city's ambulance service, worried about the looming effects on public safety.
Almost all of the equipment and supplies that are used to effectuate rescues are a result of funding the city has gotten from the Urban Area Security Initiative. And that has provided funds not only for our department, but funds to be used in the region where those resources can be shared by other departments in the region.
Council Finance Chair Jan Markison said the decisions will be made or not made in Washington, but experienced acutely in local communities.
We're where the buck stops. They come to us for services.
And Markison says cities won't be able to fill the gap left by cuts to federal spending.
We don't have a lot of discretionary money to pick up the pieces that the federal government is abandoning.
The Kansas City City Council has gone on record as officially urging Congress to avoid the fiscal cliff, or sequestration, as it is also called, and to reach a compromise on the matter of budget cuts and revenue. Resolutions by local governments, of course, have no binding effect on Congress. Steve Bell, KCUR News.